No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today we got the one and only ESTG on the podcast. How you feeling, man?
Feeling good.
I don't always do this, but I gotta be honest with you, like, your project is the best rap project that has come out this year. By far the one that I've listened to the most.
I think so too.
It's incredible.
I appreciate you.
And I've listened to all your older stuff, because I've known about you for about a year, but when I listen to the older stuff, I'm like, this tape was a breakthrough.
Yeah.
You took it to a totally different level.
For sure. For sure. I think so too. I think that's what it's about. Just keep getting better and more comfortable. Because I ain't been rapping that long. So just the more and more you go to the studio and shit, you feel me? Get more comfortable. Like playing basketball, you got to practice.
Definitely. Is there anything that stands out to you in terms of like breakthroughs that you might have made with this project? Anything that stands out to you that you were like, this is like, my music is different now because of this?
I always felt like my shit was different. You feel me? I just felt like it was, you know, I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. We don't got no, you feel me? We got rappers, Jack Harlow, and you feel me? But we don't got no rappers that rap the way my rap, you feel me? So it was just like I felt like it was a disconnect between the rest of the world and, you feel me, the shit that we got going on. Mm. But if you in the streets, though, then you know about Louisville. You know, you feel me? We don't got no NFL team, no NBA team, you feel me? Like, mm-hmm. The Dope Boys is the superstars, you feel me? Where we from, you know what I'm saying?
So that's surprising that it took this long for a rapper to really, like, rise up out of there.
Because Louisville ain't really a place you got to go, you feel me? Like, you know, Atlanta, people got to go there, you know what I'm saying? Philly, New York, Chicago, L.A., you feel me? Houston, you got to go to them places when you doing music shit. You don't got to go to Louisville, so that's just easy to get overlooked, you feel me? But it was just everything, how I got here, it just was, if one thing would have happened differently, I wouldn't be right here, you feel me? Everything happened the way it was supposed to happen.
That's interesting. I want to say that for me as a kid, Louisville was a destination, and I got to go there when I was like 19 or 20, because we always just knew it as having one of the best skate parks in America at that time.
Yeah, it definitely is a skate park, I think, on the waterfront.
And I noticed that you rap about selling drugs, or, you know, the concept of selling drugs. There definitely seemed like there was a lot of people at that skate park that were probably trying to buy some drugs, so.
For sure. Louisville was like one of the, I don't know if it was this year, I don't know the staff of this year, but I know like 2019, 2020 maybe, I don't know, but 2019 was like one of the, if not the top three, you know what I'm saying, most opiate overdoses in the country, you know what I'm saying? So you can't glorify that at all, but whereas users is sellers more than likely, you know what I'm saying? And I think people got like a, they think it's like, because people be rapping about Kentucky. Uh-huh. Like, people say they coming to Kentucky to get their bag off and shit like that. But that's, they going to the country.
Right.
Louisville, not the country. Like,
a lot of people get that confused.
Yeah, niggas not coming and doing nothing like that. You feel me? Like, and being open with it. Like, you going to get robbed. Or you gonna, it's not going like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right, definitely.
Like, they know that, though. They know that, like, you feel me? They know they going to. Not to say nothing about the other cities, I fuck with the whole state, but like country cities like Lexington, like T Grizzly used to talk about Lexington a whole lot when he first came out.
Right.
You feel me? Like, so that's like how people thought of it. Like, okay, this is where you go in and set up shop. No, it's not.
Right.
You feel me?
I feel you. So set the scene for the people. Like, what was your upbringing like? You grew up in like a regular house, you grew up in an apartment building. Like, what was the atmosphere in terms of your upbringing?
I mean, the hood is the hood. It's the same thing worldwide. I don't think, I haven't been to a lot of different places now since I've been doing music. And the funny thing be like, the same shit's happening in every hood in America. Like, the same thing, you feel me? Like, so that's why music's so powerful, you feel me? Because you can be like me, I'm rapping about what it was like in my hood, you know what I'm saying? What we seen, but more than likely, it's a nigga in another hood in a totally different city across the country that's going through the same shit. He might be losing his friends, you feel me?
Right.
He might be, you know what I'm saying, fucking up his bag. His girl might be fucking around with a nigga with more money. Like, the same shit's going on all across the country. That's why when they be like, you don't got to tell people it's real, you feel me? The energy is undeniable, I think.
Definitely.
So if you feel that energy, like, you know what's up, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't one of them people, I don't like to just talk about, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to make it seem like I was El Chapo or something like that. But right. I ain't going to downplay nothing either. Like, you feel me? If you just know what's going on, you know what's going on.
But right? I think that's one of the things that makes your music so good is that you'll say, I'm not saying I had a 10-year run without no hiccups.
I'm not saying that.
And I was just like, that's beautiful because so many rappers want you to be convinced that their entire career has just been a bunch of W's.
Man, they want you to think they Meech.
Right.
Meech is Meech for a reason. You feel me? You sink the... You feel me? But I ain't no motherfucking corner, you feel me, go to the store, nigga, neither, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not to say nothing wrong with that, everybody got their role, you know what I'm saying? Teamwork. Right. But I'm just telling my story, how it went from my perspective.
You got, like, a lot of reality check bars, you've been grinding this hard, and you ain't never had 10,000, that kind of shit?
Yeah, you'll be surprised. They be selling the money. You don't know what they out there selling. You got to be selling the money. You've been there this long, you ain't got a 10.
Rap dudes think they're trap dudes because they're selling weed.
For sure. That shit's legal.
You see that all the time.
That shit's legal.
Dudes who act like they really got this crazy enterprise going and you selling ounces.
Not to say nothing wrong with it.
Respect. But they get a little crazy ego off of that.
I can dig it, though. Shit. You feel me? If you feel like you taking it there to get your cheese, you feel me? Take it there, but come on,
So you, as a young kid, when you think, were you obsessed with rap music or super interested in rap from a real young age, or when did that come about for you?
I wasn't. I think everybody just like music, like, feel me? Like, where we from? Like, niggas was listening to like Gotti, Future. You know what I'm saying? Boosie, Gotti. Like, I mean, Boosie, Gotti, Future. Jeezy, like just the regular shit everybody's growing up listening to. You from? I feel like everybody listened to this shit, so I wasn't never really like obsessed with it. But my daddy, you feel me? My daddy is a street nigga, so he used to listen to shit like Skyface and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So when I'd be with him, riding around with him, you feel me? I was listening to shit like that.
You getting a little bit of a history lesson, yeah, the shit you wouldn't know about otherwise?
Yeah, so it wasn't just like listening to, you feel me, Crash shit, you feel me, like Crash album music, like Go Robin and Go, you feel me, like niggas like that, like Skyface, Jay-Z, you feel me? My daddy was listening to shit like that, like he was like distinguished street niggas, you feel me, like, so I feel like that kind of played a part to where, like, and my daddy always let me know from the jump, like a lot of niggas, like rappers is just entertainment for most people, but like now I see it, like when you meet niggas, like, you feel me, like they might not be like that, you feel me, which is cool, I ain't not gonna know, you feel me, but like a lot of shit just be entertainment, and I feel like my daddy was a big part in letting me be able to, and helping me figure out how to decipher that, you feel me, just because shit I was listening to.
What was your relationship with your dad like overall? Like, how much was he around, and how much, like, did you learn from him like that?
I learned a whole lot from my dad. He was locked up when I was little, but by the time I got like 4 or 5, you feel me, he was back on the scene.
Right.
You feel me? And he had to do what he had to do, you feel me? Like, street nigga to the bone.
Did you know that as a kid, though? Did you know he was running around getting in trouble?
He wasn't one of them niggas that had shit. He just let you know, like, you do this, you gonna get this, you feel me? So if you don't like the way I'm showing you what this gets you, you feel me? If you like this, do that. If you don't like this, then don't do that. You feel me? And like, for a long time, like, me and my daddy, we ain't having a great relationship because of other shit, you feel me? But he been my daddy. I never take that away from him, you feel me? Like a real man. And like, as I got older, he always would be like, man, you gonna understand one day, you feel me? And now I can say, me being 26, like, I understand a lot. Like,
you're only 26. You honestly kind of feel like an older soul than that, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, I don't know, I just ain't no fool, you feel me? I ain't no fool, you feel me? Like, I be calculated a lot of shit I do. I ain't just trying to do nothing just to be doing it. And you can't just tell me nothing, you feel me?
I feel like, yeah.
Because I've seen a whole lot.
26 is only surprising because I feel like your raps have just a lot of wisdom, a lot of shit that, like, I don't feel like I'm getting from the average like younger rapper.
Cause I'm telling you from first person, not third person. Like, not to take nothing away from nobody. Like I said, I don't want to knock no nigga. You feel me? Cause it's shit hard to get into, and I can attest to that. Like, getting into the rap industry, I don't even feel like I'm in. Like, you feel me? Like, I don't feel like a rapper. But it's like, I know it's hard to get into it. So whatever you had to do and you got in, I don't knock you for it. But I know for me, I'm telling you from being right there in the car or being right there in the house, I ain't telling you from a nigga coming and telling me like, man, this happened around the corner. You feel me? Which is cool. You feel me? Because a lot of niggas be telling a story for everybody they with, or they telling their neighborhood story. You feel me? Like, I'm speaking for me and my niggas, you feel me? Not even our whole neighborhood, you feel me? We from Newburgh, we rap our hood to the fullest, but you feel me? We from Riata, you feel me? Like, our group of people is our group, you feel me? We been like this since we was younger, you know what I'm saying? And as we got older, shit, everybody branch off and go there, you feel me? I don't wait for a while, but it just happened to come back again full circle, just like when we was younger, you know what I'm saying? We was them niggas back then. We, you feel me, still them niggas right now.
I like how that's a very, like, you hear a lot of rappers, like, try to sort of convince you that they're, like, the most street rapper that really did everything, but you had that one bar where you say, Unicorn. Street rapper who really did the shit I rap about. Like, I don't know, just in that moment, the way you put that, I was just like, that's the best way I've ever heard that put.
You don't see no unicorns, for real. So when you see one, you gotta take a picture of that bitch. You feel me? The relish of the moment, you know what I'm saying? Perhaps. And not to say, I know it's probably a whole lot of unicorns in the rap game, you feel me? But it's a whole lot of regular horses, too, running around this motherfucker with horns taped.
On horns.
Yeah, with horns taped to their motherfucking head. You feel me? But it's cool, though. Everybody, you feel me? It is what it is. You can't have this without that. You know what I'm saying? It's balance and universe, world. You feel me? You got to have both, you feel me, to make it be a thing.
Definitely. I feel like it's very perfect that you linked with Gotti and that became, like, I just feel like he's one of the most real people in the game and has such an undeniable track record of getting the hottest rappers super early on.
Undeniable.
And just being linked with him, I feel like for you is like a good course to avoiding any of the bullshit, lame shit that you might have had to deal with otherwise in the music industry.
I think you're right. That's, I couldn't have put it no better.
Because he just knows the game way too good.
He knows it, you feel me? He know he done seen it. He been around for 20 years damn near, you feel me, putting out music. You know what I'm saying?
Good ass music too. His music's still fire, and he still got a grip on the younger artists.
Like, and making money. You got to put that, because a lot of, what I'm realizing now, like, a lot of rappers that you think is making money is not making no money. You know what I'm saying? So Gotti's making money. He's not just putting together a team of niggas like, this us. Nah, hell nah. You feel me? He's making money, and the people that he's associated himself with is making their own money, and they making money for their teams. You know what I'm saying? Sure. That's a testament to a good leader. Like, if you got a bullshit ass, you know what I'm saying? Like, whoever's in charge, if you got a bullshit ass nigga in charge, or if you in charge and you a bullshit nigga, you gonna have a bullshit team. You feel me? If you a lying ass, you feel me, stealing ass, you feel me, then you probably gonna have a lying ass, stealing ass, you feel me, crew of niggas. But if you a stand-up guy, you feel me, you probably gonna have some stand-up niggas with you, you know what I'm saying? Just because it just ripple effect, it's gonna rub off.
For sure. How did he, everybody seen the video of him giving you $750,000 in the studio, but how did he initially reach out or approach you? Like, what was that conversation like?
My man Nigel was, he worked for another company. And they was talking to me about, you feel me, trying to sign me. And this is probably around this time last year. And we had a conversation about amount, and I wasn't really, you feel me?
Didn't
really
pick your interest.
I wasn't really tripping about it, you right. feel me? But I don't know, Nigel just felt like I was the one, you feel me? Even more so than me. Like, I know, but I wasn't really tripping, you feel me, about being a rap star, because it was so much real shit going on at the time. My mom had just died, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was a whole lot of shit going on, like, street shit gonna be street shit, but it was really for real, real, you feel me? It felt like shit was just closing in, so I always was making music throughout that time, but I just wasn't, I don't know if my heart was always in it like how it is now, because I see what can come from it.
Right.
But Nigel just, I don't know what made him be like, Because he could have been like, after we talked for him a couple of days, like, all right, man, so good luck, you feel me? But he was interested, like, man, what the fuck, like, what you want? Like, who you grew up listening to? Mm. And I get the name of people, you feel me? Future, Gucci, Boosie, Gotti. He got it. Hold on, that's my man. Hold on. Tomorrow, boom, and the next day I was on the phone with Gotti, and Gotti like, man, this is the hardest shit I ever heard. Like, what the fuck? You from Louisville? Like, damn, like, you feel me? And then it just from there, we just kept on building. Like, we talked a couple more times. Then I had went and met him, and I had met up with his brother, Juk, in the A. You feel me? And we were just kicking it for like a couple days. And Juk was feeling me, you feel me? And then Gotti had wanted me to come to Miami. Him and Doug was down there in Miami. Uh-huh. And he probably had heard like 3-4 songs by then. You know what I'm saying? It's probably over the course of 2 weeks this going on. And then, so when I got down there, like I had like the whole, you feel me? I still don't feel nothing. I had that done already. You know what I'm saying? Because I was going to drop it in the summer. So I played that for him in probably like 10 songs that I'm about to put out on my next project, or like 5 or 6 of them.
Okay.
So I played like 25 songs from him, and every one of them bitches just was like, it wasn't no missing, you feel me? And Doug was in there looking like,
hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Feel me? Like, who is this nigga? Like, you know what I'm saying? And then after that, it was just, everything was going fast. You feel me? Like, baby, it reached out to me. Like, it was on. Like, after that, like, it was on. Like, once he heard my shit, like, that I had in store, and he got to see me and feel my energy, like, you feel me? Like, I ain't got no rap deal, but I'm with 3 niggas. All of us got our jewelry on, you feel me? It's no bullshit jewelry either. Like, you know, niggas be wearing a whole lot of fake shit. I know you just probably seen that on your show. You feel me? And it's easy to tell. But we all have, you know what I'm saying? We real street niggas.
The best is when you hear about dudes getting beat up and robbed for the fake jewelry.
And then they realize it wasn't worth nothing when they try to go cash in on
it. It's crazy. It's like you're living in a fantasy world, bro. What the fuck are you going to do with that once you take it?
Fantasy world. But we just was, you know what I'm saying? Like, it matched. Everything matched. The music matched me. You feel me?
How much do you feel like Gotti had to, like, feel you out to judge how much of a real person you were? Because, you know, there's definitely a possibility that you could just have hard-ass music and be able to write real good, but you're not really what you're saying you were. Like, how much was he needing to know that before he wanted to fuck with you?
Gotti's not disconnected from the streets at all. Mm. So he can make a call and ask a couple people. You feel me? And when he asked them a couple people, they told him, like, nah, he like that. Like, they, mm-hmm. I mean, his little group of his little nigga, they like that. Like, for real. Like, they were surprised that, you feel me, he was willing to fuck with me, I guess, because I had been talking to some other labels and shit, but, like, they don't really be liking that shit for real. Like, they act like they like that, like, street shit, but they don't really be, that shit be bad for business for real. Like,
oh, yeah.
You an investment, you could die.
That's why they're like a little kid with a big ass gun and a pint of lean, but they don't really want to deal with someone who is got people shooting at them and trying to do shit.
They try to make it for years. They try to make it like that the young nigga, 17, 18, with a gun was the one who was running the block.
Mm.
That's not true. It might be true in some places, but you feel me? For the most part, from what I know, like, that was a false narrative. You know what I'm saying? And I think me, like, I think I'm the breakthrough artist for niggas who's, you a grown man, 25, 24, 25, you feel me? Like, that's a grown man shit, like.
You're like, talking grown man shit, but you have, like, a young man's, like, spirit on the beats and shit. And, like, I feel like with this project, you picked faster beats in general. You kept the pace way higher.
That's just what it was going on. That was what was going on. I don't be thinking about it when I be recording. Like, I got to rap fast or up slow. I got to make a story song. I got to make a dance. That just be how I'm feeling, you feel me? And we was getting it on at that time. So that's what the music was, get it on music. Like.
Right.
And it, you feel me? And it turned into what it turned into. But
The first few songs on that album, you can't. Like, I can't drive in normal speed when I'm listening to it. Like, I literally have to drive fast as fuck because the fucking beat is just so frantic.
Yeah, you got to go with pedals to the metal. Yeah. You ain't the first people say it. And they be like, man, they gonna wreck listening to my shit.
Right. So, okay. Do you, like, what's your relationship with Lil Baby? And how did he just recognize your talent and just tap in after you are already dealing with Gotti?
It was kind of like at the same time. Hold on, back to what you just asked me about Gotti.
We didn't even finish that.
But I think the thing that sold him too is like before I signed, he came to Louisville and he seen it like he's in the neighborhood and he seen it like it's 1,000 niggas out here. You feel me? It's 1,000 choppers out. Like he had said, like, man, that was the most you feel me, I ever seen. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because you know, Kentucky, I think it's open carry. I don't think that's, they don't got open carry everywhere. Just seeing people, you feel me, walk around with their guns and shit, like they can legally walk around with their guns, just, you know what I'm saying, women and everything. that was a shock to him, you feel me?
Yeah.
And it was real love. He was seeing, I get real love, you feel me? Like, of course, it's hate to go along with it. That's yin and yang. Like I said, you can't have one without the other. But he just seen it with real love. Like, a lot of niggas can't go back to their neighborhood and get real love and really make sure you straight. Like,
the energy you get in your neighborhood is like the biggest thing you can't fake, that says so much about your character and who you are, especially somewhere you live since you were a kid.
Yeah, yeah. So the people gonna love you or they gonna hate you.
Because they really know what kind of person you are.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And people's proud of that because they know, like, it's hard to come out of Louisville. And then my neighborhood specifically, like, ain't nobody never like us for real. And then our block, like, our group, my group of friends in my neighborhood, the rest of the neighborhood really ain't really fuck with us like that.
Really?
But it's a respect thing, though. Mm. They respect this shit for sure. You feel me? Because nobody want, you know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas don't want to take it there. People just want to chill. They want to get their money, you know what I'm saying? But
how much do you enjoy that part of being a pop and rapper in your city, that just knowing that there's people that hate you that got to hear you on the radio? That's got to feel pretty good.
Man, I wonder how they feel. I wish we could ask them how it feel to get shit on this shit. Wake up and your kids got to sing my shit. Your bitch want to go to the club and dance in my shit. And if I tell her to come out to where we at, she going to come and say, fuck you. You know, you feel me? Like, I know that's a tough pill to swallow for a nigga, but you feel me? God don't like ugly niggas. It's hateful. Niggas got hateful spirits. You feel me? I never had that. I feel like I'm pure and I don't be, you feel me, faking with motherfuckers. Like, and I feel like that bless you and get you favor, you feel me?
For sure. Okay, so Baby just reaches out to you?
After that shit happened in Miami, you know, Doug and Baby like this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Baby and Gotti cool, but Doug and Baby like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So Doug, and that's my man, Doug, you feel me? He goes back to Baby like, man, this nigga came to Miami and met with Gotti. This nigga played 25 songs. All them bitches was bangers.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So Baby get to listen to it like, what the fuck? And he write me like, hey, what's up? Send me some of them songs. You feel me? I remember looking at the message like, what the fuck? Lil Baby, is this really? You feel me? I'm like, what you mean? I'm like, what's up? What you mean? He sent me the number. Like, send me the songs to my phone. I'm trying to listen to that shit. That shit was hard that Doug was playing for me.
Right.
And boom, after that, I think I had met up with him. I came and met him at QC, and we was talking. And, you know what I'm saying, me and him, he wanted to do business with me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm big on, like, keeping my word and shit like that. Shit that I can control, I like to control it, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So, believe it or not, like, he was trying to give me more money, you feel me? Like, cash. And he was on some shit like, man, here, just take the money, and we'll figure out that other shit later, you feel me? But I'm like, man, you know what I'm saying? I already told Gotti I'm gonna fuck with him, so you feel me? Like, I can't do that.
Right.
And then he was like, man, I respect that because me and Gotti's cool, like, you feel me? Like, so I respect that, and I respect Gotti, so he ain't pressure or nothing like that. But You feel me? After that, he was just like, man, you a real nigga. Because a lot of niggas would have been like, shit, fuck that. I'm going. You feel me?
Gotti's a legend, but Lil Baby, I mean, he's the hottest rapper the past couple years. That's a tough thing to say no to.
That's Lil Baby. You feel me? But shit, I'm ESTG. Shit, so I wasn't tripping. You feel me? Like, I know what I am. I know what I'm going to be. Like, you feel me? And regardless if I don't go no further than where I'm at right now with my career, like, this shit is legendary in my city. Nobody got to do nothing like this. Not no street nigga, never. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, and I like that I can motivate niggas and show them, like, it's another way, like, to get this shit. Like, you can beat the streets. Like, I honestly, in my heart, feel like I beat the streets. Like, I'm not going to jail, you feel me? I'm not getting killed, like, you feel me? Like, and I done did everything. Mm. But, and you feel me? Like, I'm blessed. I'm right here talking to you, you feel me? Like, I honestly feel like I beat the streets, you feel me? So if I don't go no further with this shit, like, they gonna, and when you bring up rap music and shit in Louisville, like, you gonna say my name forever, you feel me? Like, nice. Forever, for a long time. Like, I dropped my tape at the end of December. It never left the top 20 on Apple Music, all genres. Like,
really? Still?
It never left. Still in right now.
That's
and
crazy.
I don't over promote my shit or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have no big, you know what I'm saying, like, crazy digital team and nothing like that. Like, this is just, you feel me, all off good music. You feel me? So people grasp to it and take to it. And Baby seen that. Baby felt like I was the nigga. You feel me? That's why I fuck with him now. Because he told me, like, nah, you the one. Like,
right.
He was like, bro, like, you remind me of us. Like, y'all remind me of us. Like, pulling up, you feel me? Whips, you feel me? Y'all Jerry real. Like, y'all, you feel me? You got niggas that gamble, you feel me? Like, everybody, like, it's the same type of shit, you feel me? So right. He just seemed like, man, we like the same type of thing, you feel me? So he was just trying to make sure he could help, you know what I'm saying? Cultivate it, cause he know what he had to do. You feel me? But I had to keep my word to God. You know what I'm saying? And it's a good thing because it made Baby fuck with me more. Like, it went from, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to sign you to, hey man, come on, we gotta do these songs. He trying to keep me focused cause he know what I got going on, like, in my city. You feel me?
Right.
Like, he know shit is going on, and he tell me, like, nah, like, you need to live in your blessing, bro. Like, live in your, you feel me? Like, live in this, bro. Like, don't go back to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, let that shit be what it is. Like, go forward because the ceiling's so high.
Right.
Like, I can, you feel me? Feel like I can be so much. You feel me? And I feel like it too, but it just be different when somebody else tell you. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I'll be like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
And I mean, I heard that Lil Baby had a lot of money before he became a rapper.
For sure.
And I mean, that's pretty incredible that he could be real about what he's talking about and he's as good as he is. Because right. I feel like he's one person that everybody in the rap game is kind of in awe of. Like, everybody understands his talent and how good he is because he just does, he keeps doing it over and over.
Yeah.
Like, he has a really hard time not going a month or two without making a huge fucking hit on the radio and on YouTube, whatever. Like, I mean, do you feel like you learn something from, like, being in that environment, like, in terms of your own style, like, seeing the energy that he brings to a track and shit like that? I mean, you've been around a lot of fire artists in between your last tape and this one. You think that that's part of why this shit was so fire is because you were around, like, being influenced by all these guys who are at the top of their game?
I won't necessarily say I was influenced by them, but it just, I don't know, I just do my thing. Like, I don't know. I don't really look at it how, I don't think I look at it how everybody look at it. Like, I respect the person, you feel me? Fuck the music, you feel me? Like, I know where Baby come from, you know what I'm saying? He told me, like, I just been over there, I seen it, you feel me? Just like he respect where I come from. So as long as we got that mutual respect amongst each other, you feel me? We gonna make good music because we both make good music. You know what I'm saying? And he know that. And I damn for damn sure know that about him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's more about, we can get in there and talk about street shit and all that all day long. But he's more like, he know, like, okay, let's make this song like this so we can make it go. You feel me? Mm. Like, he ain't really focused on, Let's just make a whole bunch of songs. Like, he's strategic with this shit, you feel me? So that's what I got from him. Like, be strategic with how you putting your songs together. Like, a lot of niggas, they be wanting to go to the studio with a bunch of people. Like, I hate that, you feel me? But he's like that too. Like, if it's a whole lot of people in the studio, he might not even rap, you feel me? Like, because he know everybody's trying to get something from him, you feel me? So he might just fall back and wait till everybody leave. Like, that shit that I pick up from him, like, make it count every time.
Have you tried to make, like, I feel like none of your music sounds like you're trying to make a hit, but have you tried to make more, like, do you ever make songs trying to make a popular song, or do you just, I'm making what I'm making and it is what it is?
I'm just rapping about what's going on, period. That's it. I don't know. What make it a hit? You feel me? Like,
throw some crazy chorus on it, try to make it all catchy and shit. I don't think it's the way for you,
like,
to be honest.
I feel like people like the person.
Yeah.
Like, people fuck with the person. So you can say whatever you want on that motherfucker, but if they fuck with you, they gonna figure out a way to make other people feel like it's a hit. You know what I'm saying? Like, music's so, like, opinion oriented, you know what I'm saying, that it's like, what's a hit? You know what I'm saying? Like, the general public gonna make it the hit. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta keep on recording. You feel me? Keep putting shit out.
And I guess, honestly, though, even being around Gotti and Baby and on them, that was probably more after your most recent project, too. Like, I feel like if there is an influence in terms of you getting better because of all these people you're around, we'll probably see it on your next project more.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, as far as getting better, I feel like I'm the coldest nigga right now, you feel
me? But see,
like,
it's good you believe that, but you're so caught in the moment. Like, when I listen to your mixtapes, bro, you have gotten so much better. Like, I feel it's everything, you can't feel it, but
yeah,
it's there.
Yeah, I feel there. Like I can't. Yeah, I can't. It's hard for me to, that's hard for me to answer for you, because it's like, I'm in it, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, you got to think, bro. Like, I record these songs, like, all them old, I recorded them bitches at the house type shit. I was on house arrest for them first 20 songs down there, you feel me, that y'all put out, that I got put out, that y'all heard. So that's me recording on GarageBand, bro. You feel me, at the kitchen table in the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? To finding a studio in Louisville and recording there. But these ain't world class, state of the art systems, distinguished engineers. They good engineers and shit like that, but it's just, you know what I'm saying? So I think what you feel like is getting better is the production side is getting better. Like, I got a producer, Forever Roll. Like, he's, you feel me, his beats is getting better, you know what I'm saying? Like, because he's getting access to better equipment and better sounds, and you feel me? Like, my voice quality is getting better because I got access to better engineers, and you know what I'm saying? I feel like that part of it is growing. I feel like the content ain't really changing that much, but just the way it's being presented, it's just getting more polished, you know what I'm saying? And that's making it an easier listen, you know what I mean? Definitely. Like, some shit be hard to listen to, bro. Like, nigga might be so offbeat and so loud and so, nigga, like, you might want to even listen to that bitch, but it's just so hard to listen to this shit. Like, you might feel like my shit's like an easy listen, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Okay, so, talk to me a little bit about the early days. Like, what kind of dude were you in high school?
Same thing, same group of friends. You feel me? Doing the same shit. We play sports a lot. That's a thing.
Right, you a football guy? From,
yeah, I play football, basketball. Like, but that's like a thing in Louisville. Like, everybody grow up playing Little League football, like the Jamborees and, you know what I'm saying, Super Classics and shit like that. Like, that's our thing. Like, because we got a college team. We got Louisville University. You feel me? So everybody just grew up looking for that. You feel me? So it's either that or the streets. And a lot of time it's both. You feel me? So we ain't see no nigga blow up rapping. You feel me? We seen a nigga go to the NFL or the NBA or get 50 bricks and, you feel me, come through and, you know what I'm saying? So it's always a crazy balance of both. Like, I got a partner who graduated college, you feel me, but he been selling dope since he was in freshman in high school, and you feel me, like, it, and it ain't odd. Like, this nigga good at basketball, this nigga got a cold jumper, but a real street nigga, you feel me? Like, I played football my whole life, real street nigga. Like, a lot of my friends play sports they whole life, real street niggas, you feel me? It's just our culture. You know what I'm saying? Where we from, like, that's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might leave practice and go get it on. You feel me? Like, that just be how it is.
Right. But so, your version of being in the streets as a young man was more about hustling and making money, or was it like, right. I feel like I deal with a lot of rappers, or I see videos about rappers where it's like their version of being in the streets is shooting at each other.
Anything you feel like a street shooting at each other, breaking in houses, right? That's what we on.
It was all going down. Yeah,
that's what was going on. You feel me?
Right.
And like our block, we kind of like the renegade block, cause we was the young, you feel me, dudes, you feel me, like, and we might not ain't mixed with the rest of the neighborhood, cause I go ahead and say, like, in Louisville, people always looked at the Newburgh niggas, like, that's our neighborhood, like, they always try to, like, handle it, like, Newburgh niggas, you feel me?
Right.
Because our hood is separate from theirs, you feel me? That's why it's the island, say, like, this the inner city, like, and I was born in Clarksdale Project, that's uptown, you feel me? That could be considered like downtown, like, by the rest of the hoods.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? To get to Newburgh, you gotta hit back streets or get on the highway for 5-10 minutes, and then you get off, you feel me, on Papa Level, and that's our neighborhood.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it was always like, the city niggas, they might be beefing with each other, like, you feel me? That's what we call it, like, the city, like, downtown.
Right.
But, you feel me? Newburgh, like, they never fuck with us, you feel me? So to have a rapper to be from uptown, you feel me? Whole family from uptown, from Clarksdale. Then I moved to Newburgh, you feel me? I'm a Newburgh nigga, you know what I'm saying? It's all Louisville, but it's just neighborhoods, you right. feel me? And then for me to be the one that break out rapping, that was a tough bill to swallow for niggas, you feel me?
For sure.
Because you know, you feel me, then niggas get to want to test that. They want to test that, you feel me? And like, it's different somebody telling you, like, nah, they going to bust your ass, you play around with them, you feel me?
Right.
It's different from somebody telling you and you coming and seeing, you feel me? And once everybody get to seeing, it go from, man, they ain't like that. I'm to, man, we need to keep them away. You feel me? Like, we need to keep them away from her. They menaces to the city. Or they, you feel me? Or they don't need to do no shows down here. Or that, you feel me? Like,
yeah.
It go from trying to see what's up and trying, you feel me, test a nigga's gangster to now, and I'm a bully. You feel me? Mm. Like, the line got crossed so fast to where it was like, man, I'm trying to see what they on to. Man, they doing too much. You feel me? They got money, so they throwing their weight around. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
That's what make it so weird. You know what I'm saying? But like, as far as growing up, though, it was just regular street shit. You feel me? Regular street shit, like right. everybody else.
But you had dreams of making it, playing sports and shit.
Hell
that
yeah.
kept. Were you still dreaming of really like making it? Doing yeah. street shit at the same time, like really trying to do both
it's
big?
It's just survival, you feel me? Street shit's just survival, where you gotta eat. My mama and daddy wasn't rich or didn't have no, you feel me? My mama probably make 20,000 a year type shit, you feel me?
Mm.
My daddy a street nigga, he might have a job, he might not, he might have the money, he might, you feel me? Like, so that's just survival, you feel me? Selling bags, running the house, stealing shit, like that's just survival instinct. That don't make you, I feel like that don't even make you a bad person, you feel me? It's just survival instinct. You're trying to survive, I'm trying to eat. I don't wanna go to school with the same shoes I had on at summer break, and then mm-hmm. August come around, I gotta put these same bitches, you feel me? So as you get older, and it's different when you're a kid, you feel me? Cause you kids, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's on your parents. When you get to high school and shit, middle school, and motherfuckers get to talking about like, them, you feel me, them shoes is dirty or they might be fake. You feel me? Like, your mama, she's trying to just make sure you look good, but your Jordans is fake. You
right.
feel me? So you might be happy, okay, I got a pair of Jordans, get to school. Man, them is, you feel me?
Do you think in some way that all this shit that you've managed to come out and accomplish was motivated by those experiences of feeling so humiliated?
I never forgot none of that shit. All the bitches who weren't trying to fuck with me. Like, you would be surprised now, like, bitches that act like a nigga's brand new, like, oh, like, damn, you don't remember me? You don't, like, you don't right. remember, you feel me? Like, and they'll wonder why it get handled the way it get handled. Like,
right.
because I, you feel me? I remember when I used to deal, won't you, real bad when I was 14. Yeah.
That's a good feeling.
And you ain't, yeah, that's a
like,
great
you could
feeling.
Not get it now.
Niggas, too, like, a nigga try to act like niggas ain't, you might not have wanted to hang with you because you ain't looked the part, you feel me? Like, you might not have been it's cool, you ain't have all the shoes, you feel me? Like, you ain't, my mama could never buy me no chain, you feel me? Like,
niggas was having chains and you feel me, like the little big name plate chains. I want one of them bitches so bad.
Yeah.
I could never get one. You feel me? Like I stopped keeping track of when the Jordans came out because I never, you feel me? I know not to ask for that type of shit. I know not to even ask for it.
Right.
You feel me? I remember when Levi's was popping, everybody was wearing 501s.
Yeah.
You feel me? I knew not to even ask for that type of shit. You feel me? I got to go get it myself. I got to go figure it out. You feel me? So now, what the position I'm in now, like, that's how it shaped me. Like, I don't wear Jordans because I missed that wave. You feel me? Like, I wear what I wear, designer shoes and shit like that, not just because I'm trying to shit on something. You feel me? But I ain't never get into Jordans because I never had them. You feel me? Like, I might be YT and some $2,000 shoes, you feel me?
Right.
Just because I never got into the names of the threes and which one, you feel me? I knew not to even ask for that shit, you feel me?
No, I feel honestly the same way. I was so disconnected from the Jordan shit because when I was a kid, it just wasn't even an option.
Wasn't even an option, you know? Bro. It's not even an option. Like,
yeah.
I remember my daddy when he got out of jail, you feel me? He came pick me up from school. And I'm happy that he's out of shit. But I got these light up shoes on, you feel me? And I remember he was pissed, like, fuck, got you them. I'm like, my man, my mama got me these. And he took me to the mall and got me some shoes. And that's really what, that's like the first time. I remember that story because that was like the first memory that I realized, like, oh, maybe I don't got like good shit. Like, I'm a kid, I like it. They light up, you feel me? But maybe it's ain't like, not what I'm supposed to be wearing. I'm supposed to be wearing this type of shit.
I'm always fascinated by that moment for like a young boy where they kind of like get confronted with some manly shit. Like, you know, your dad could tell you your whole life, like, don't fight. But then there's going to come a moment like, you, like, don't punch your brother. Don't hit your sister. That's there's a period where they got to tell you that. And then there's a period where they got to tell you, hey, like, if somebody disrespects you, you gotta beat their ass.
See, yeah, my daddy was never on that don't do it, you feel me? My daddy's a street nigga, like, for real. Like, he not on that, he ain't soft, you feel me? Like, he's right is right and wrong is wrong. Handle your business. That's where I get that from. Right is wrong is wrong.
For sure. What the fuck did you just do to the Black and Mild right there?
I put 5 hour energy on it.
For real?
Yeah.
That's the most gangster thing I ever heard of in my life. I did not even know that was a possibility.
Yeah, it happens.
Who put you onto that?
It's just a thing where we from. Like,
Louisville different, man.
You see a nigga with a 5 hour energy bottle. He's putting it on his black. It's called a wet black.
Wow. Here we are. I had no idea. That's amazing.
Culture thing right there.
Big culture. You got anything else like that I should know about?
Anything like a culture thing that's
like things y'all do that like then you go to Atlanta and you realize like damn, nobody else does some of the shit that I grew up thinking was normal.
Freaky, a black. You know what freaking a black is?
No,
like a plastic tip black. You know, like a plastic
yeah,
tip
yeah,
black.
Yeah,
you, you take all the tobacco out, and then it's like a little brown, like the cancer paper.
Right.
And make it harsh. You feel me? So you take that bitch out, and then put the tobacco back in, and make it smoother to smoke.
Wow.
You feel me? It's called hard. Freaking a black.
Damn. Can you go to the corner store and buy a single cigarette?
Nah, it ain't really a thing. And look, you can, I'm sure, but I don't smoke cigarettes. So.
That was the best shit in New York.
I do smoke cigarettes, do but I try not to.
Every rapper smokes cigarettes, and every rapper wants you to not know that they smoke cigarettes.
I'm more of a black and male type of nigga, though. If I'm smoking a cigarette, that's because it ain't no blacks around. We in Cali. I can't find these.
Right.
For everybody in California, if y'all can't, where the camera at?
This one's probably just you.
Yeah. Look, it's out of 7-Eleven is the corner store. I need y'all to get these for me. I'm going to buy all of them when I come out here. Black and male, FT, filter tip. That make it so where you don't got to freak it because they don't put the cancer paper in it. You feel me? They just, they already got the little, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
I can just, boom, fire right up.
But so, do you, normally when I see rappers smoking Black and Miles, it's because like they're on papers and they can't smoke blunts.
I have on probation right there.
Is that the reason, or is it?
I'm on probation right there.
Gotcha.
Till 2023.
How's that feel? That's got to suck. You getting all this money and enjoying yourself, and you still got to get piss tested?
No, I'm on supervised now, so I can move around and shit.
Okay.
You feel me? But you still got that shit hanging over your head. They can call any day, like,
come on back. We need to holler at you. You know what I'm saying? And you don't know what might happen. You right. know what I'm saying? But that's what they like, though. They like to have that power over you. That's really what the whole court system is about, showing you that you're not in charge because you broke a rule and we're going to show you who's the boss. It's not about even doing something right or wrong. You feel me? It's about the power thing. They don't want you to feel like you got, you know what I'm saying, power, or feel entitled to your power or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They want to let you know who's the boss. That's what all that shit's about. And money. Feel me? Me and you can have the same charge, but I might not have no money to pay the lawyer. So I'm going to get hit on my head. Where is we did the same thing, but because you can pay for a defense, you going, you know what I'm saying, you probably going to get a better sentence.
But do they understand that you're in a very different position right now than you were a year or two ago, financially and whatnot?
I don't even think they looking at it as a financial thing, because I've been straight for a little minute, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even think they care. Like, if anything, it make it worse. You got to think, like, last time I tried to have a show in Louisville, it was 16 or something state troopers out front of the venue. Like, the promoter called, like, don't come down here.
Really?
You feel me? Yeah, like, and then after I got shot, I had a show. Jack had brought me out to his show. That's my man, Jack Harlow.
Yeah.
He had brought me out to his show at Palestine Hall. He was on tour. And, like, they was tripping, like, telling me, like, man, when y'all come here, y'all can't leave. Like, y'all got to get here early, and y'all got to stay here the whole time until you go on. Like, what the fuck? And that was, like, a police thing. Yeah. And then they had told me, like, that the LMPD had called down to Atlanta, like, to Generation Now. That's who he signed to, right. to, you know what I'm saying, to Jack's manager. And driving them and told them, like, you know what I'm saying? And my man Royce, he's an engineer, he's an A&I Generation Now. He be mixing a lot of my shit. But they had told him, like, y'all need to keep Jack away from G. Like, he's a danger to people around him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
wow.
It'd be a lot of violence around him. Like, you know, like, he don't need to be around him. He don't need to be on no tours, doing no shows. You feel me? And that really could have made Jack to be like, ah, shit, hell, I ain't fucking with him, because he don't really know me. He know me from music, even though we from the same city. He liked my music, though. He was always supportive of my music, like, once he got wind to it, you know what I'm saying? But he didn't back up off of me. Like, he was like, fuck, you know what I'm saying? You know how white dudes be like. Once y'all fuck with somebody, y'all fuck with them. You know, you could say whatever about them. Like,
right.
This is my boy. Like, I don't give a fuck what y'all said he did. This is my man.
Like, we do be like that. Yeah.
For real. This is my, I don't give a fuck. Y'all say he tripped the old lady. No, he didn't.
I already really like Jack just as a person and shit. He just seems like a really good guy. And, like, you know, he's blowing the fuck up.
And he
since
a troll too.
Him.
He's a big ass troll. Yeah. He made me understand trolling, because at first I used to be like, Jack, what the fuck are you doing, bro? Like, I can't, you know, I fuck with you, bro, but you can't be saying this shit you be saying. He like, bro, it's just,
yeah,
he's trolling. I'm like, trolling. Then, but he explained it to me.
I'm just like so happy when I see him supporting you so much, because that just really shows that he plans on doing good things with his fame and his success. Because, like, him giving you that look by bringing you on Jimmy Kimmel or whatever, like, that's huge. Like, it might have been a couple years before you had a song that was big enough to get to that level or whatever. He really helped, like, usher you in. That's huge. Boy,
on his album, he had me and Lil Baby, I think.
Those are only features?
I think so. He might have had a couple more people, but
that's a damn.
He had me and Lil Baby. Well, he had four other songs that was bigger that he could have chose to do. You feel me? He chose to put me on there. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't have to do that. Like, I know niggas that fuck on me for real that probably wouldn't have did that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I wouldn't have felt no type of way. Like, hell nah. Like, but for him doing it, I'm like, bro, just, you know what I'm saying? He see it in me. Like, he's one of them people, like, are you recording, G? You got to make sure you're recording. Like, man, don't go home. Don't go back home. Like, stay. You need to book a studio for a week and record.
Right.
Like, he's one of them type of people.
He's a little worried about you getting caught up in something when you're around.
Like, he
home.
He don't want me to, you feel me? Like, he don't want, nobody want me to get took, because they feel like it's just such a one in a billion chance that this shit might not happen again where we from. Like, I don't think people know how hard it is. Like, and it don't got nothing to do with skill or nothing, because, you feel me? Like, we got talented rappers, you feel me? But it's just like a coin toss. Like, you can't make
a mass group of people like somebody. Nigga can post them all they want. Like, you feel me? But you can't. If it was that easy, then a nigga like Baby will be able to post you one time and you get 1 million followers and it's over with.
And he would be able to make all his best friends famous rappers.
He would be able to make all, you know what I'm saying?
It's not that easy.
It don't go like that. No. It's just like I don't think nobody really know, like, how you get picked to be the one. Like, you the one right there.
You just, because there's 1 million dudes who rap over similar beats, who, like, you know, might have a similar flow, whatever, but it's just sometimes somebody just stands out way, way fucking more. But that's why I think it's dope, too, is that Jack could easily look at you as competition.
Yeah.
And it would be easy. That. It's easy to ignore somebody and let them do their career and just not help them out or whatever. But in the long run, him fucking with you is way better for his career, because there's a shitload of people that are going to look at him and be like, damn, like, he's using his powers for good.
He is dope.
You know?
And he don't abuse it. He don't make you feel like he's big. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You know how people be like, you know, they want you to, I'm the bigger artist. I need to get the, right. He ain't like that. He's not like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that might be like a, that's an attest to how he was raised. You feel me? Like, not to say that most niggas ain't raised with, like, around real love, but it don't be that for real. Like, you feel me? It's so much like we was talking about earlier, like street shit, shootouts and robberies. And like, I'm looking at it as, y'all might look at it as like, that's what make you a street nigga. But I look at it like, and I'm in it. You feel me? That's just survival for a lot of niggas. Like, it's just how I'm surviving. This is how I clothe myself, how I feed myself. Like, it's just survival, you feel me? So you can tell Jack was one of them people who grew up he grew up living, not surviving. You know what I'm saying? He grew up enjoying himself, like, with real loves, parents, you know what I'm saying? Not to say my mom and my dad ain't love me or nothing like, you know what I'm saying? But he grew up around established people who was showing him real love, you know what I'm saying? So it's just in him. Like, he don't have to force his genuine, you know what I'm saying, that he's genuine. You can just see. If he fuck with you, he fuck with you. If he don't, he's not going to say nothing to you. He's never going to make it like he fuck with you or nothing. Like,
sometimes you can see people and you can see that their motivation is just to get rich and famous. And sometimes you see people and you could tell that, yeah, they want to do that, but they also care about the culture and the music and hip-hop overall. And that'll take you a lot further.
That's his number one thing. Like, yeah. Like, he was like, man, it don't got nothing with you being a gangster, nothing with you being no. It's all about music for him. Like, he think I'm the best rapper ever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't tell him, like, he'll put me up against anybody, like, song for song. Like,
yeah.
And then he know that I make my shit in like 15 minutes.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
and I write it.
You do write. I could tell. It's way too well put together. I was like, he can't be purely punching in.
Cut the beat on 15 minutes. I'm going to write the hook, the verse, the hook, and we're going to, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Go to the next one. So once he seen that I was like it, he told me, like, because I didn't know everybody wasn't like that. You know what I'm saying? So, for real.
I watched famous rappers get in the booth and have to, just to get one bar, that they have to say it 30 fucking times.
Shit,
it's nothing. It's nothing. It's like, I'm driving around in a coupe. They said it fucking 40 times it takes them to get it right. And I'm like, do you even speak English? Like, how could this be that hard? Like, I don't know.
No, for real. I done seen it. Nigga be in there for 4 hours and be like, damn, what he got? Four bars. There's no way. You need to go to a different song. Let's go to a different one.
Yeah.
Let's just hang this one up. Four bars. It's 4 hours. No way. But Jack is, you feel me? He just feel like he believed in it more than I did at the beginning, because I'm just putting out my shit, like, you feel me? I'm thinking, like, the feds fuck around, come get us, you feel me? Like, I'm just, you know what I'm saying? We just popping our shit, so our story get told, like, the niggas from Newburgh, from Riata, like, you feel me? Like, yeah, we that, you feel me? And G-rapping, you know what I'm saying? So we just telling our story, like, but Jack was like, no, like, this is bigger than that, no, like, you'll be stupid if you let this shit just go away in the wind. Like, just keep making songs. Like, that's the best advice. And I don't even like doing that, like, giving the advice. But that's, like, the best advice I can give to somebody rapping. Like, no matter what you're going through, like, because I done been through it. Like, close people dying. Like, you feel me? Like, shootouts, whatever, you feel me? Whatever you can, I done been through it, you feel me? While I'm rapping, you got to keep on figuring out a way to put that video out at that month, you feel me? Like, every month, like, you need to be making sure you coming with that video, you feel me? Because the world want that energy, you feel me? They wanna watch somebody else's life, believe it or not, you feel me? Because they might not be, you feel me, too happy about their situation, or they might not feel like their life's exciting. You feel me? So if you got something going on and you can articulate it well enough to where you can put it in a song and be creative enough to make a video about it, even if it's just showing how you living in the neighborhood, walking down the street, you feel me? Like, do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep on making shit. You feel me? Like, because I couldn't say how it was going to happen, but after a while, I just knew. You feel me? Like, and shit that we was escaping from and, you feel me, like, getting out of, like, I was just like, ah, yeah, we got a plan for us, like, God got a plan for us, like, I got to keep going for us, you feel me?
Definitely. Like,
I be tired, you feel me, for real, because my life for real, like, it be real shit going on, like, I be tired, and I be like, fuck it, you feel me, but I got so many niggas with me, like, that's like, nah, we doing this. Like, you gonna do this? Like, no, because if I stop, then it's like, shit, what we gonna, you feel me? Like, nah, like, you motivating us. So I can't let the people that I'm motivating get unmotivated, because then I'm affecting 100 more lives of the niggas who's motivated for them or their family, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I realized that it was bigger than me, you feel me? That's what kept me motivated to keep on, you feel me?
And now it's like your whole city. Like, you're going to influence thousands of kids to at least be able to look at you and say, that's the model for how I can do something
myself. I can do it, you feel me? Like, I can do it. Like, I was never, like, the nigga with all the best shit growing up. Like, I was never that nigga. I ain't had a coldest bike. When I turned 16, ain't nobody buy me no car, bought my own, you feel me? Like, I was never that nigga, you feel me? Like, but I always been what I am, you feel me? And I'm still that now. It's just heightened, and if you feel me, bigger, you feel me? It's grown. Who I was back then is still who I am right now. It's just on a bigger, it's just growth, you feel me? I ain't changing to somebody. I ain't run away from who I was or not. I just, you feel me? I just made it bigger than what it was, you know what I'm saying? And even with me playing sports and shit, like, if I ain't never played sports, like, I tried to go to college and finish college and do that, you feel me? Like, I tried my hardest to do that shit, you feel me? Like, but it's just like a nigga life, so much shit be going on. Like, I'm not like the regular nigga who's trying to go to college, like.
Is that what fucked that up for you? Is that you just had too much
it was just too much shit going on, like. And that shit killed me, because I know it's like, I felt like I was doing something good and right, you feel me? And like, I ain't never seen no future in the streets. I knew that at a young age, like, nigga gonna die and go to jail. Like, my niggas was going to jail young, 18, 19, you feel me? 5 years, you feel me? 10 years, and you feel me? Like, so I knew what come from that, you feel me? So I felt like I was trying so hard to make something of myself, you feel me? But my survival is doing what I know, selling drugs, you feel me? Might take something, like, I'm surviving, you feel me? Because I don't got no big-ass support system, you feel me? Like, making sure everything's straight while I'm trying to go to school and play sports, you feel me? So, but if I would have never been trying to do something, I would have never made it out to California, you feel me? And it would have never be what it is right now. Like, if I never got to go and try to play JUCO and go out there, you feel me, and see what's really going on out there, like, I'll never be what I'm is right now, you feel me?
Right.
So that's why I just said, when I first started, like, everything that got me right here had to happen exactly how it had to happen. Like, if anything would have went one step differently, I'm not right here.
Because, okay, so you drop out of college, and I realize this is kind of late in the interview to be doing, like, the early stage of your life, but you drop out of college, and then how long is it until you catch your case?
I ain't even drop out. I went to jail.
For the 12-pound situation?
Yeah, I went to jail. Okay. I went to jail, and I couldn't go back. And I even tried to go back. Matter of fact, that wasn't even the first case. I caught another case, you feel me? at school, you feel me? And because it was a felony, you feel me? They took away my financial aid.
Oh, wow.
So, but I'm tripping. I was already doing my thing and what I was doing. I had my system going so I can pay for it myself. So I tried to pay for a semester myself, you feel me?
Mm.
And I just wasn't focused on that because I'm like, man, I'm doing all this. And I'm giving this money to this school to go and I don't even want to do, you feel me?
That's pretty hard to pay for your tuition in dope money because they took your financial aid away because sure. You were doing a bunch of bullshit. Sure.
So it's like, I was trying to go, like, but when I came back, when I got caught with the, you know what I'm saying, with the money and the weed and shit, you feel me? I couldn't go back no more, like, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't go back, like, I had to stay in Louisville, like, you know what I'm saying, like, and fight the case. And then I had got indicted, and I really couldn't go back, you feel me? So, but everything had to happen like that. Like, it had to be going like that. Even that day, like, I think about on that day, if I would have did my regular routine that day and just went back to, you know what I'm saying, where I was supposed to be at, it would have never happened, bro. But I was on some shit like, I had just started, that's when I just first started, you feel me, wanting to rap. And you feel me, I was talking to these people and they like, man, I had this song called New Numbers that I had made. That was like the first song I made.
Uh-huh.
And they was like, man, this shit hard. Like, you feel me? You come down here with, you feel me, about 20 grand, we gonna get this bitch all through the strip clubs and shit in Atlanta, shoot your video, you gonna take off.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, shit, 20,000. All right. So I drive back to, you know what I'm saying, the spot. I drive back to Texas. I was, you feel me, in Texas at the time. I drive back to Texas, get my little shit together, boom. And I drive to Louisville, you know what I'm saying, with what I had, boom. Knocked that. And then I got some more shit coming, you know what I'm saying, in there. You know what I'm saying? There was some more shit coming in there. And usually I'm not the nigga who, you feel me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You get drivers.
But this time I was just on some, here, let me make this extra money and use that for, you feel me, off this one flip, I can get that to them,
uh-huh,
what they said they wanted to do everything for me. And then I'm, you feel me, I'm straight, you feel me? I ain't fuck going back there to, you know what I'm saying, to school, fuck all that, I'm gonna do this.
Right.
You feel me? And that morning, it was over with.
Really?
You feel me, it was over with. And everything was straight, I thought everything was straight, looking around, and you feel me? Everything looked like how it usually looked. I got in that car, pulled off, boom. A narc had pulled off. I knew it was them, you feel me? I switched lanes, they stayed in the lane, boom. They kept going straight, I make a left. Boom, another one's coming off the street I made a left on getting behind me. Then I get up to like, cause it's like a, you know what I'm saying, a lot of like square blocks, you know what I'm saying, stops like on each like a stop sign, so they can circle right back around. The car that went straight, it's back at the stoplight and it's one behind me. So I'm like, hold on, what the fuck, you feel me? I make a left, it's two Mustangs coming through the alley and I see the K-9 man. Unit. Then they hit the lights behind me. I'm like, I try to hit it on them, they hit it on me. I'm like, okay, let me pull over. You feel me? But how everything was set up and how I had it, like, that's what really saved me and made me be able to, you feel me, even get considered for probation and shit like that. Because I probably had to tell you that off the camera. Like, how everything was set up, like, they couldn't really just say, this is yours. You feel me?
Interesting.
You just got it. You got it right now in your possession. But they couldn't say, like, this is yours.
The car wasn't in your name?
I'm going to tell you when we got to the interview.
Okay.
But you feel me? But everything had to happen the way it had to happen for me to get right here. If none of that wouldn't have went down, you feel me, I don't think I would have been as serious about trying to be a rapper or trying to make music.
Because when that happened, how serious were you about music at that time? Like, not at all?
I just made two songs.
Right.
Made one or two songs. I had bought a laptop, bought some studio equipment. I ordered some studio equipment. I was lying, $600. Set that shit up. I had GarageBand. You feel me? You just plug the little thing up to the GarageBand. Got the little bullshit mic set up on the counter. We're cool.
And it was the fact that you were trapped in the crib that you kind of like, you didn't really have much else that you could do.
Now, this is before I was on house arrest. You feel me? This is before I was on house arrest. I just did it just to.
Right.
Really, my cousin, he knew somebody that was cool with Lil Baby. It was this nigga that was in Louisville that knew Baby. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, and this is right when my dog was popping.
Right.
You feel me? And he's telling me, like, man, this is nigga named Lil Baby. I want you to book him for a show. $7,500 or $8,500 or something like that. I'm like, $8,500? Who the fuck is this nigga? I'm looking at like, damn, this nigga a young nigga like me, like, you feel me, popping this shit, like him and his niggas, like, you feel me? Like, I'm like, man, I can do that shit. It was him, it was Baby, Dirk, I was watching that. It was when Young Boy was going crazy, like he had dropped all them tapes in 1 year. And it was a couple more people, but them three like was the niggas I was like watching, like these is young niggas, like, you feel me, like doing rapping about shit that we, you feel me, I got going on, like shit that I'm doing, like, right. So I know I probably can, man, I'm not no stupid nigga, you feel me, like I never been no dummy, you feel me, so I know I can do this shit, putting words together, all I gotta do is tell me what's going on, you feel me, like,
yeah,
and that's how I record. Like, when I record, I don't punch in. I go straight through, because when I was recording myself, like, I didn't know how to cut it and put it. So I just know how to hit record, and I got to rap the hook and rap the verse.
It feels like the game now, like, a few years ago, it was more like, oh, we're going to get all these, like, crazy-looking kids, and they're going to be rapping about shooting people, and that's going to be the hot shit. It feels like at some point over the last year or two, it kind of became like people are smart enough to be able to tell who's real. And now it's like somebody like you is getting traction. Somebody like Pooh Shiesty is getting traction. But it's like whenever I see like young rappers who really don't seem like they're about shit and they're rapping all crazy, it just doesn't seem like the public gives a fuck anymore.
Yeah, that's just fading away.
Yeah.
Yeah, G here. That's just fading away. Now, I don't want to knock no nigga though, but shit, you can see. Like, I don't want nobody to, you feel me, to feel like they want to try, nigga, but you can see though, you feel me? I can show you what's going on. Like, or you can ask somebody, they'll tell you.
Right.
You feel me?
How long has it been EST? Like, you're ESTG, but you're G from EST.
That's what it always was.
Okay.
You feel me? Like, I was always EST when I had the little bitty EST chain when I first started, you feel me? It was always EST. I was just thinking, like, because around that time, like, remember I told you, the three niggas, you feel me? Baby, boom. So it was a lot of acronyms, you feel me? And I'm a thinker. So I'm like, who else was it? Lucci, YFN Lucci. I'm like, NBA Young Boy. Like,
that's one of my favorite songs off the tape, by the way, is the one with you and Lucci.
Lucci,
and it's all the way at the end, but I think it should be closer to the beginning. But
it was so much songs, I just had to throw them bitches on it. But
I listened to the tape so many times that I have opinions about how the song should be sorted, in like what order. That's how many times I listen to it.
Yeah. What you think the order should be? I feel like them first five is undefeated.
The five, yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You can't touch them first five. You feel me? Wait till you hear the next one, though. I want to play something for you.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to play something for you. I got some crazy shit. Like, it's going to really, I feel like this next one going. Like how you said, you feel like this one made me like, okay, boom, he's on he made himself, he's here.
Mm-hmm.
This one's going to be like, he's here to stay. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't going nowhere. And that's I feel like people feel like that right now. You know what I'm saying? Because I think my music is real consistent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, I've just had conversations with so many of the people's opinions I respect about music over the last couple of months, and it's just, your name just keeps coming up, and it's like, I could just feel it happening right now. Like I feel like this is a super legendary interview because we're capturing you at a point where maybe you'd be a little more closed off with the media a year from now, but you're still like very much like in the prime of it. It's all happening right now, you know?
And I still got mud on my shoes, you feel me? I ain't in, you feel me?
Nigel's like, I like that one, yeah. Mm-hmm. You hit us with a nod.
For sure.
Definitely. I'm super excited about the music and everything that's going on, and super happy for you in general, because it's like, it's clear that this definitely could have not happened if things went a little different in your life.
And it's a million stories I can tell you where, damn, that was it.
Mm.
That was supposed to be it. Like, I got shot five times, you feel me? This ain't no movie. Like, niggas die from getting shot one time.
I know.
You feel me? Like, it's a whole lot of times I could have not been here, but God said I had a purpose. Like, I ain't did what I was supposed to do yet to be able to leave, you feel me? I feel like people overestimate themselves and underestimate the universe's, you gonna do what you supposed to be here to do, whether you do it early or late, and you not going nowhere until you do it, you feel me? So I just ain't did what I was supposed to do yet, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna keep on going. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not one of them people who like scared to die, scared of shit like that. You feel me? Like, I'm at peace with myself because I know I've been through all that crazy shit. You feel me? Like, and I know sometimes I don't even feel like, well, it'd have been times I feel like I didn't even deserve to get this far. You feel me? But God seemed fit for me to keep going. The higher power, you feel me, felt like, nah, like, you gonna come out of that. You gonna come out of that situation. Nigga, just keep coming out them situations. For me, it'll be stupid not to. Like Baby said in the song, through the grace of God, we got away, so now we gotta chill. Like, that was one of the realest, you feel me? Like, and
he's
only,
like you. He's got moments in his songs where he'll say the realest shit you ever heard.
And you gotta pause on it, like, damn. Yeah. Like, okay. You feel me? But that shit, but only if you in it, you can understand that shit. Like, that shit be some shit like, a nigga don't make it out. You not supposed to make it out of this situation. It's no way. It's no way. But then it just away. Like, my man Nigel from fucking New York. Mm. That's so far from Louisville, Kentucky. And then he got so many artists that he see from places that got distinguished artists, you feel me? New York, Chicago, you feel me? How the fuck did he come across G one day and be like, what the, you feel me? Like, that's the stars gotta be aligned for shit to happen like that, you feel me? And then just so happened, he can get Gotti on the line. Niggas can't just get Gotti on the line. He can get Gotti on the line. Mm. You feel me? He can get a nigga like Jay-Z on the line. Like, I talked to Jay-Z. Jay-Z said, bro, I heard a half a verse. You the hardest nigga I ever heard. Like,
what?
You the one. Like, yeah.
How'd,
like,
that feel?
It was just like, damn, this Jay. Like, you would think Jay-Z would be like a nigga that's like quiet and like.
Yeah.
He's like Jay-Z's a street nigga, like, for real. Like,
he, I like, mean, what up? A lot.
Like, you feel me? Like, he on the phone, like, what up?
He heard a lot of rappers.
You feel, yeah, he done seen, he done seen this shit. So for him to be like, nah, you the one, like, nah, like, wow. You ain't regular. Like, nah, hell nah, you feel me? And trying to help me, like, this shit that he's doing like this, he ain't just saying, like, you the one, good luck. He said, nah, like, I'm gonna make sure you be the one. Like, you feel me? Same way with Gotti. Like, we not gonna let this, cause they know I got so much shit going on that could, one day, one wrong day for me, bro, could be my life. You feel me?
Exactly.
It could be taken. You feel me?
You might not be scared to die, but you on earth is gonna do a lot more good for your city, your people, the kids that are influenced by you, and like, it could potentially help so many fucking people that it's like you're living for something way bigger than just yourself at this point.
But damn sure.
Yeah. That's some real shit.
But yeah, man, my nigga Nigel, man, the guy said Nigel was like, he felt like he's lucky to find me, but I feel like shit. I can't believe you did. You feel me? Like, I can't believe you sing this shit. Like, I ask him all the time, like, tell me how you sing it again. Like, how you find it again? Like, man, I listen to 20 artists a day. So he just be skimming through his videos. My next, hell nah. But I forgot what song he, Morals. Mm. I had a song called Morals. He said, when I heard that, I ain't need to hear nothing else. Like, I was trying to get a hold of you somehow, you feel me? And I'm not one of them niggas, like, I don't be going live and just on my Instagram and shit a whole lot, like the bros be on my Instagram. Like, I don't just be on that bitch like that. So for me to even be able to be looking at my shit and see that he wrote me, and I don't write niggas back and write him back like, what's up, you feel me? Like, that shit's crazy. Like, and it was a quick, like, the same day he sent it. Like, it could have been 4 weeks later, then he might have been like, fuck this nigga. Like, he ain't on. Like, this shit happened perfect. Like, one in a million, really.
He got good taste. He knew what he was, he was onto something.
He damn sure know what he's doing. He damn sure know what he's doing.
Facts.
And he know the business. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And, I mean, I feel like you're going to be doing a lot of business over the next couple of years, so.
For sure.
Keep somebody like him around, for sure.
For sure.
Bro, I appreciate the interview. You just hit the fans out there with a whole lot of game. This is definitely going to be a classic. I appreciate it, honestly.
So, thank you for having me.
My man, ESTG, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, and subscribe. You hear the jewelry.
Yeah.
Appreciate y'all.
Yeah.